Skyler Cooper on with Paul Zierich, the Oklahoma State Election Board. And Paul, we wanted to talk about electioneering and clear up some of the confusion that some of our listeners have had as we mentioned this on the air. So I'll just kind of have you start in the beginning. What is electioneering?
Well, first of all, electioneering is a crime in Oklahoma if it's taking place within 300 feet of a ballot box while an election is in progress. And that, of course, would include early voting. But electioneering, very simply, is advocating for or against a candidate or issue that is on the ballot. So if it's something that's related to a candidate or issue on the ballot, then you're not allowed to do that or wear that within 300 feet of a ballot box. And that, again, that's a criminal offense if you do that.
And that does include, you know, things that you're wearing, hats, T-shirts, buttons, anything like that, right? You can't go in there and vote while wearing those things.
Right. And there's a big difference between, you know, if you have a candidate's hat or a candidate's slogan on your hat or a T-shirt, something like that, that would be electioneering. If it's just a generic political statement like, I'm pro-choice or I'm pro-life or I love guns or I hate guns. The latter part would not be considered electioneering because those are just political statements. Electioneering, though, is specifically advocating for or against a candidate that is on the ballot or an issue that is on the ballot. So if it's related to that election, you can't say it, you can't do it, you can't wear it within 300 feet of that ballot box.